This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a tough guy.
Thank you, Adam.
We're going to have him on our show on Sunday.
Next Sunday, six days away. Adam and the Metal Hawks on Idle Radio.
Which reminds me, we got to talk about that on the after show.
Okay.
Real quick, just quick.
But every time
he's not at Idle. Why are you having him on Idle?
He was a semifinalist, and he's a successful musician. He's doing better than some people have won the friggin' show.
Yeah, and next week is just
I should pay more attention. Sorry.
And next week they're only doing something weird. They're going to let us know who's this last person in the top 20 out of the two final girls, and then it's
Grace Lear.
And it's just some recap show. So we got nothing exciting to talk about. So we're going to bring Adam on, like we did back in the day when we used to do those Idol features with our what do we call that? What was that? What do we call that whole thing?
Idol chatter.
Idol showcase.
Idol showcases or something. Just some bullshit like that. I don't know. Adam and the Metal Hawks. I don't know if it'd be them, but just I know Adam for sure. They're going to be on the show, or he's going to be on the show Sunday night.
Well, they'd have to be socially distancing, so they couldn't be all together.
Well, we're going to play. We're going to play some of his new music. They got a new album coming out and stuff. So, but every time I hear Adam sing at the beginning of the show, it just makes me hate Dwight Yoakam that much more. Because his lawyer made us change our intro because he owns the copyright to the ZZ Top song Live and Nationwide that we were using.
And I think that's
got us kicked off what, Pandora?
Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah.
And Pandora.
Oh, you finally found out why you got kicked off of Spotify?
No, but I'm pretty sure it was definitely him because that's the only YouTube strike I've ever gotten is from Dwight Yoakam. So I'm pretty sure that's what got us kicked off from Spotify as well. And Spotify just was a jerk and wouldn't even tell us. So we're not on Spotify, but we're everywhere else.
Idle Radio will be back next Sunday night. And for tonight, welcome to Off Hook Radio for April 6th.
2020.
Thank you, Baba. I love Baba. We are continuing to do our part here at Off Hook Radio. We live in New York, Massachusetts, and Florida. We anti-social distance better than anyone.
And let me be clear.
You're damn good at it.
I'm in upstate New York. I am not in the pandemic. I'm in upstate. I'm 3.5 hours from the hellhole New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're closer to them people that can't use their blowers. We'll talk about that then, too. Coronavirus is all that's in the news. We found some other stuff, but a lot of it's coronavirus-related, but we did find some amusing things to go over tonight. But the first thing isn't amusing. You know, the media, I've said this before, they went into ICU 20 years ago with the hanging chads, and they died officially on November 8th, 2016. And daily, they continue to prove they're just dead inside. Today, CBS News put on a royal shit show about Trump, disguised as, we care. CBS, we care. They should do like us. At least when we say we care, we put the tagline on, not really. Okay? Because they don't either. They were caught on their bullshit within an hour. What they did was, they put this woman online, her video on their online news site as the lead, and then they mentioned it on their morning show. CBS posts and it is a fraudulent video of an ICU nurse crying over poor working conditions. She claims she quit her job after being asked to work in a coronavirus ICU without a face mask. America isn't prepared. Nurses aren't being protected, she says. I quit my job today. I went into work. I was assigned to a COVID patient, and none of the nurses were wearing masks. And the news media says, even when they're blasting CBS, they go, the video now appears to be inaccurate. Well, here's what happened. This woman quit her job a year ago, or was forced out of her job a year ago. I found another article that said she suffers from bipolar, which is nothing to laugh at. That's not funny. But what is horrible is that a major news network like CBS would put this thing up, talk about it on TV, have it all over their website, and it was proven to be total bullshit within a couple of minutes of them posting it. You don't think CBS, with all their resources, could have, like, Googled this chick checked her out, or, you know, found out somebody she knew, and just did a little background check before they put it as a headline. No, they didn't care because the story fit their narrative. Orange Man.
Verify your sources.
Orange Man bad. Nothing else matters. So,
well, but the only thing I want to say about that is that they are not the only news network that's guilty of this.
Oh, I mean,
there's,
hell no.
There's some that are far more notorious than others, but every
CNN
network,
obviously
they'll use incorrect footage. Like, for instance, a lot of that footage that we saw that was coming out of the New York City hospitals that was all over Facebook, and I'm not going to say any of the news organizations ran it because I don't know if they did. But a lot of the footage on Facebook that, oh, this is what the New York City hospitals, that was actually footage that was from Wuhan, the hospitals in Wuhan.
They had pictures of caskets that were from 3 years ago on one of the networks.
Correct.
And they also had a picture of a gigantically busy, frantic hospital area that was from Italy, not the United States.
Right.
So,
and
they do this crap all the fucking time.
But, you know, and I'd be okay with that if they would say at the bottom, you know, stock footage or stock video or, you know, but when they're trying to actually pass that off as the, you know, the footage.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually, one of the forums that I'm on online, somebody called people out and said, all right, listen, there's all these people who are saying it's mass hysteria at the New York City hospitals. Let's all get in our cars. Let's take a drive down, take some pictures. And some pictures emerged on Facebook and plus on the forum that I'm on. And there was a lot of not what people were describing. It was empty, you know, empty parking lots. You know, it wasn't the chaos and the mayhem that's being described in the news.
I heard Greg Gutfeld say today he gets 3 or 4 pictures a day of hospitals that aren't very busy at all because all the elective stuff and
canceled.
All the minor problems. People aren't going to the hospitals because of the corona thing. They don't want to be, you know, they cancel. I mean, I was supposed to have surgery on my hand in 3 days. That's been canceled for the last 3 weeks.
But you know what I found very surprising, especially here in my local community? We have 3 large hospitals. Well, I thought they were what I called large hospitals. Come to find out, one of the hospitals that's what I consider a large hospital only has 80 beds. I didn't realize that these facilities, as large as they actually are and the footprint that they are, there's only 80 beds. I mean, 80 beds? I mean,
Harrisburg Hospital, where I had quite a few surgeries at Harrisburg Hospital when I lived in Pennsylvania, and Harrisburg Hospital is the biggest hospital outside of Philly and Pittsburgh. And I think they have 140 or 160, something like that.
And that just blows my mind.
Med Center is bigger, but that's because they have the pediatric thing.
Right. But I always was under the assumption, and you know what they say when you assume, you know, but I always assume, you know, 500, 600, 700 beds.
Yeah, 300, 400, 500, 600 beds, right.
But no, I mean, even like our arena that they play hockey in, they only were able to put 50 beds in there. 50 beds. That's it. In an arena.
Which is why I don't like them poo-pooing the fact that the Army Corps of Engineers built a 3,900-bed hospital at Javits Center in New York City.
Yeah. That's
an effing miracle.
Well, but how big is the Javits Center facility? I'm curious as that.
Javits Center is huge. I was there for the car show last year. The place is enormous.
It's big enough to
I mean, they had a whole car show on the inside.
Yeah.
It's
But I mean, But I have our arena is a standard hockey rink, okay? And on the standard hockey rink floor, they were only able to put 50 beds. So how big is the floor at the Javits Center? And I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Well, they probably use more than just the floor.
Yeah, well, there's multiple floors at the Javits Center also.
Okay, see, this I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
The main floor that I was on, they had the lower level where they had the largest exhibit of all the vehicles. And Jesus, it had to be, I don't know.
It's multiple
six,
levels.
800 feet wide.
Okay. Yeah.
It was enormous.
It's like the farm show arena in Harrisburg. You know, they do the farm show there every year, and they hold all their big events. They could probably turn that into a 2,000-bed place, you know. But it just depends on size. But I'll bet you your hockey rink said, yeah, you can put them in here, but we're only going to put them on the floor.
That's it. It's just
so that's the only place we have to spend all that money disinfecting later on.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
well, that's about
well,
200 feet by 80 feet on a rink.
And it, If you keep them 10 feet apart, so you have room for people to move and stay 6 feet apart, then
yeah, but
you're
if you
limited.
But if you looked at the Javits Center, the pictures that I did see out of the Javits Center, those beds are not 6 feet apart.
No.
They are not. There's just curtains between them. They run in rows, side-by-side rows, and there's a curtain between them. I mean, they're not maintaining the social
distance.
It's
a place for a patient to lie down.
Well, and you know what? They've said it's going to be a COVID center, so if they're in there, they already got it. So I guess they don't need to be 6 feet apart if you already got it, correct? Would you assume that would be true?
No.
I don't know if you can get it more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're already a patient, you don't need
the
social distance.
The average size of a hockey rink, 200 by 80,
about that,
50 beds is what would fit if you kept them about 10 feet apart. Because in a hockey rink, you couldn't hang the curtains and stuff.
No. Well, if you look
without
at the picture,
you
bring in a framework.
Look at the framing. Yeah, they use pipe and draping at the Javits Center. It's all pipe and drape. I mean, we use it all the time for DJing. Anyways, sorry.
My point is, that's okay. When all the hospitals open up for regular care and the doctor's offices are back in
full swing
and everything, I might suggest that these people, the news media, get some psychiatric help because they're just effing nuts. It's crazy, but there's stuff is happening out there, and to bring you up to date, the stimulus money started popping out today. I know some people who've gotten some money, and it's coming.
New York State. We'll let people know. New York State unemployment is in effect, and I will say that if you have a claim in, regardless of when the claim was started, even if it was before the COVID-19 situation. You get the extra $600. They're going back to July of 2019. Anybody who has an unemployment claim in from July of 2019, if you're currently on unemployment, you do qualify for the $600. That's on top of your current unemployment, and that does extend till July 31st.
And that's more than your unemployment is taxable at the end of the year.
No, I know, but is the extra $600 also taxable?
I'll bet you they'll waive that. They have to waive that.
I believe they are going to waive that. However, I am going to be smart when I go back to work. I'm going to take a little extra money out just in case they say.
Save a little bit.
The hydroxychloroquine seems to be working with Z-Pax, especially if they get it early. Doctors are using it to help people every day, and it's apparently the earlier you get it, the better. Frontline healthcare people are taking it prophylactically to prevent them from getting coronavirus. Yet all you hear is the media saying it's not proven. And even Stinky Minky on PMSNBC this morning, the Morning Joe, which I think Gutfeld suggested is unfair that they don't mention Mika Brzezinski on there. So he suggested they change their name to the Two Morning Idiots. But they're saying it's not proven. It's not proven.
This morning,
though, what she did that just torqued me off royally is she actually on air, and you were talking about something we're going to do later on that would be irresponsible if we did it on air. Here's what she did, and she's got a lot bigger audience than we do, believe it or not.
Maybe.
She suggested that Trump profits off a 60-year-old generic medicine made by every drug company in the world. So my suggestion is turn off the news. Binge some Netflix and relax. Or, hint, we've got about 500 off the hook radio podcasts you could binge on,
That's right. Back up to this hydrochloroquine for 1 second. The only thing I'd like to see them do a little bit more of pointing out, not that they don't, but I think they need to stress this a little bit more. This is not a vaccine. This is not a cure. It's not even a cure. It's just something that is helping subside the symptoms in numerous patients, not just a few, but numerous patients.
Well, the French doctor who's done the most with this so far said that his test results show that people who are taking it, it helps the cells that are infected reject it and helps the cells that aren't infected not get infected. And now, granted, we don't have enough to make Dr. Fauci perfectly thrilled with it. But even Cuomo, who was the last governor in the country to allow its use, talked positively about it today in his press conference. So Apparently that works. I think the whole point of talking about hydroxychloroquine is Trump suggested it, so therefore the media is against it. I swear if he comes out tomorrow and says breathing is bad, the entire press corps will pass out.
Well, he even alluded to something along those lines today in his press conference. And I don't remember what his statement was, but he said, if I came out tomorrow and said, or if I came, you know, what you listened to it too, but he did early on. He said, if I said this, the press would get, yeah. And it's true. It is true. I mean,
we're watching about Boris Johnson. We don't have any more updates. Everybody knows he's in the ICU, but we have something really important today that happened. Honor Blackman died yesterday. She was on the old Honor Blackman. That's her name. She was on the old Avengers. She's a British actress. She was on the Avengers, but the old one.
Wikipedia page.
And she starred,
not the Captain America one.
And she starred in one of the first Bond movies. She was 94
Goldfinger.
Years old. Yes. CB told me earlier today that Pussy Galore was no more, and basically I said no shit. But then he explained he wasn't talking about the quarantine.
No.
Pussy Galore was her character's name in Goldfinger. I originally thought when he told me that he was talking about everybody being quarantined and nobody was getting any. Unless you're quarantined with somebody, you can get some.
And I know nothing about Goldfinger or Honor Blackman, but does Goldfinger have anything to do with Austin Power and the Goldfinger and Austin Power or no?
That was something that they
alluded to.
Yes. Gold member.
Gold member.
It was gold member.
Was gold member.
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
It was
right.
Gold member in Austin member. Powers.
All right.
Yes, yeah, it was just a takeoff on it.
He took it a step further.
Yeah. Or step lower.
Lower.
And I have some good news. It isn't in our show post, but I found this the other day, and of course the media isn't talking about it at all. But since the 2020 presidential race has been placed on ice, the Trump campaign's been using its resources to buy up food from local restaurants and donate to hospital workers fighting the COVID pandemic. Since a week ago last Thursday, so now for 12 days, 11, whatever, the Trump's reelection campaign's been calling local restaurants and ordering huge amounts of food to be delivered to more than a dozen hospitals in New York, New Jersey, Washington State, and Michigan. The campaign's been making the orders anonymously until sources confirmed the charitable operation with Fox News. One source said the effort was to kill two birds with one stone. They were supporting local restaurants while supplying medical workers with needed help. The campaign has spent tens of thousands of dollars just in a couple of weeks, and they plan to continue doing it. Nobody's talking about it. Trump doesn't talk about it. You know, as much as Trump brags, which he does, and we have to admit that even if you like him, he didn't bring this crap up, you know? It's like, you know, we talked about Jennifer Hudson before, you know, when she had that horrible situation and, members of her family were murdered and stuff. And, you know, obviously, you know, that's just, I've never been through it. You've never been through it, but it's just, you can only imagine how devastating that is. And she didn't want to be around the press or anybody else. Trump privately put her up in his building in Chicago and had security and stuff and made sure she was left the hell alone so she could grieve. He does stuff like this all the time. And as much as he brags about his accomplishments as president, he never brags about his humanitarian stuff that he does. And of course the media will never point it out. So I just thought I'd mention that since it's a little bit of good news in a horrible news week again. Even our stupid criminal is coronavirus related.
Well, everything is coronavirus related in some way now.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part about this is I won't leak the story until you get to it, but he should have waited till he at least got it. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, this apparently this guy isn't getting it. That's the point. You found the story. I loved it.
Now he's not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't love what he did, but the story is definitely off the hook radio's alley. But a man tried to set his wife on fire over a stimulus check. He's facing charges after police said he became enraged that he didn't qualify for the COVID stimulus check and tried to set his wife on fire. His name is Joe.
Like it's her fault.
Yeah, Joe Macesius was arrested Wednesday shortly after following an argument with his disabled wife where he allegedly doused her with gasoline. The wife told police he'd come home around 5 o'clock with a 4-pack of beer and upset because he didn't qualify for a stimulus check. The 63-year-old Macias threw gas on his wife and all over their mobile home. He then pulled out a cigarette and attempted to light it several times, but was unsuccessful due to the lighter having gasoline all over it. The police later found him walking down the street, his clothes soaked in gas. They discovered the victim, her hair, pajamas soaked in gas, on the floor inside the nearby trailer. He was charged with attempted murder, kidnapping, aggravated battery against a household member.
All right.
That's sick shit.
Yeah, but we have a problem here.
What?
How does he not qualify?
Well, he bought a
4-pack of beer, and he lives in a trailer.
Yes.
How does he not qualify?
Because the only way you can't qualify is, number one, if you're an illegal alien, which very well could be. Number two, he's 63 years old.
Had to file a tax return.
Yeah, if he didn't file a tax return last year or the year before, that's his fucking problem. Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't even mean that you don't qualify, because there are people who don't have to file tax returns.
Yes, but that's the other thing.
Saying that you do have to now file in order to get the stimulus if you are.
If you're on Social Security or Social Security disability, and you're getting current checks and they know you're in the system, you'll get it. But that's my other point about him. Okay, 63. He technically could have gotten Social Security. His wife's disabled. She could have gotten Social Security disability if either one of them had worked 40 quarters in their lifetime in the United States. That's 10 years. You only got to work for 10 years to qualify for Social Security benefits. If they're 63, there you go. There's your point. If they're 63 and they haven't worked on the book for 10 years in their lifetime, then they're either illegal. Their lifetime has been spent doing something illegal, or
they just got here,
or they just showed up.
Yeah, I mean, they could be completely legal aliens and moved here when they were 62.
There you go. There's a legitimate.
I mean, that's possible. But I mean, isn't there supposed to be a web portal that if you haven't filed taxes, that you could just go in and basically put in your name and address?
Yes, if you're not on
Social Security. I don't know what else information you need.
You route your banking information, because this is something people need to realize.
That's the point of the portal. If you have filed taxes, you're still eligible. But if you don't have a bank account, you have to go in there and tell them where you want the money to go to.
Right. Now, here's how this is going to work, because I have read numerous articles with this. The checks for people with direct deposit will start. They were supposed to start today. They're actually going to start going out starting today, but the mass is going to start April 9th. If you're getting a paper check and don't go into the portal and put in all your information, paper checks will not go out until sometime in May. The IRS can only process 5 million checks a week, so it's going to take them between 5 and 8 months to send out all the paper checks.
And who doesn't have a bank account? Well, people that are on the dole. So they're already in the system, so they're gonna get theirs, but they might have to wait a little longer. Or people who do illegal shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, either case, one you got to wait; the other one you shouldn't be getting it anyway.
But if you are getting a paper check, watch for that portal. Get signed up in the portal so you don't have to wait.
It's not hard to do.
It won't be. They'll make it easy. New York State has made this for unemployment, with this whole thing with unemployment. They have streamlined this to where you do nothing. I mean, it is so, other than it's very hard to get on the website during peak hours because of the traffic, but if you're smart, there's 12:05, it's great. You know, and
literally millions of people trying to hit these things.
Yep. Do it at 3 in the morning.
I do mine at 5 minutes after 12.
That's when I order my iPhones at 3 o'clock in the morning, which is 12 o'clock in California, and I'm always one of the first ones in. So, government is trying to help at all levels. Just some do it differently. Yeah. We've got some interesting examples of how government is, quote, helping, unquote. We report, you decide. The first one is, there you go. Go ahead, hit it. Slim, tell everybody what the hell that is.
Well, I take back what we talked about in the pre-show. This is actually before the official broadcast announcement comes on. This is the Purge has commenced. I thought it was when the Purge... I think they play it at the end when the Purge is over. But this is the Purge music from the Purge movies and the Purge series. And
police in Louisiana used that Purge siren to signal the curfew the other night. Crowley, Louisiana, 9 p.m., police were riding around town broadcasting that sound out of their police cars, scaring the living shit out of everybody in Crowley, Louisiana.
Only people who had seen the movie.
Ah, no, I only read about the movie because we talked about it on pre-show, and I remembered seeing the ads for it and stuff. But I'm telling you what, I hear a police car driving around making that noise, I'm going to shit myself.
Yeah, especially now.
That
here's
sounds
the thing.
Like Three Mile Island's melting down or something.
But like CB, like you said, not if they hadn't seen the movie. But
yeah,
Zip, you're right. If it's some strange, we're in the middle of like this like weird time, and if a police car is going to come down and he's got any sort of strange siren other than his normal siren, it is going to scare anybody.
My drawers would be damp. I'm not ashamed to admit.
One of the towns near me, their police cars were riding around the town with their lights flashing.
Well, that's okay. They weren't playing the Purge siren, which means now you can go kill everybody, and it's...
No, they weren't doing that, but it did scare a bunch of people because they were wondering why the hell the police were driving all over the place with their lights flashing.
Well, and in the movie, the those signals began to blare, making the point that all emergency services were now unavailable.
That is correct.
Go kill, rob, whatever the hell you wanted to do.
Yep.
So if you did see the movie, you might shit worse than I would.
Or go out and break a window somewhere.
Yeah. Steal some toilet paper if you can find it.
I just can't even imagine the public scrutiny this poor guy is under now for allowing the... I mean, he says, well, I didn't even realize that was what it was from. But
he might not have, too. I mean, let's face it, it wasn't that popular a movie.
Well, the series was very popular. They came out with a series which is in three seasons now. It's a very, very popular show.
They did come out and say that they will use an alarm to signal the start of the 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. They just ain't going to use that one anymore.
Yeah, no. That was just...
Thank you for that.
And you know what? They shouldn't use a tornado siren either. Because...
Oh, no, not in Louisiana. Hell no. Tornado's real down there, baby.
Or a tsunami.
They need to come. And you know what? They need to go on the news beforehand and say, this is the siren we're going to be using.
Yeah.
Maybe if they've done that.
Like for an ice cream truck. Doesn't seem like to be enough for me. That's all they did was post it on Facebook. Oh, gee. Everybody follows their local cops on Facebook, please.
I do, actually.
I do.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He follows his local conservation officer, remember?
That bitch.
Yeah, and then they started sanitizing the damn police log. It was horrible.
What I got to do is get a scanner and put Pasco County on my scanner, because last night the police helicopter was circling about a half a mile away from my house.
Dude, come on. You don't have a CB phone. You have an iPhone. You can just download an app.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
All right, I should do that, because this helicopter was circling for about an hour between 1:30 and 2:30 a.m.
Probably looking for you.
Nah, they were looking for me. I didn't even smoke weed last night. There's nothing they can do. But, in New York City, they've got an interesting method of helping. They have a drone flying over the pedestrian areas. You know, the walkways along the river and the parks and things like that. And the drone has a speaker on it. And the drone flies over the people and says, this is the anti-COVID-19 volunteer drone task force. Please maintain a social distance of at least 6 feet. Again, please maintain social distancing. Please help stop the spread of this virus. Reduce the death toll and save lives. For your own safety and your family's safety, please maintain social distancing. Thank you for your cooperation. We're all in this together.
Or we'll tase you.
Yeah, I was going to say that'd be the only thing that'd make it better is if it fucking tased your ass.
Well, as noted by BizPack Review Online, the video echoed a similar effort enacted by the Chinese government where their drones utilized to remind people to wear masks outside.
I thought I saw reports at some point that their drones were actually... They could shoot an electric spark. I swear I read a story where some of their drones were loaded with a spark.
We did have a story where a drone had a flamethrower.
Yeah,
I was just thinking that. Maybe China took us up on that one.
Yeah.
They very well want it. But see now, Governor Cuomo has changed the law today. I mean, it was a $500 fine for social gatherings of 10 people or more. And now it is a $1,000 fine, and he did ask for police to start enforcing it. Now, my local county guy, who's in charge of our whole coronavirus, they've been enforcing it. They're issuing tickets, but I don't know. Again, in New York State, what are they going to do? They're going to issue you a ticket. They're going to say, "We'll see you in court in 3 months." You don't go to jail in New York State for any of this shit. There's no grand juries. There's no court.
That.
There's no trial.
How do we know that, Slim?
Because I'm on the grand jury and I'm sitting home. So.
There you go. That's how we know.
There is no grand jury here.
We are 100% sure on that one.
Yeah, no one's getting arrested right now. But yeah.
We got another one from New York, though, since you're talking about New York.
Yeah, this one's just...
This is my favorite one. This is helping. This is your local government helping during the COVID-19
virus pandemic. Democratic government.
Helping, yes. Leaf blowers are banned for use in Sleepy Hollow for duration of the pandemic.
I've been through Sleepy Hollow.
Take your leaf blowers.
Ichabod Crane, the mayor? What? I don't
know. No. It's a small city. It's just on the eastern side of the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Okay. Yeah, that would be the Hudson Valley, so that's where they said it is.
Yeah.
Effective immediately, all leaf blower use is banned for the duration. Village officials say since the virus is respiratory, having things blown into the air could create a hazmat situation.
Yeah, I've got some leaves in my yard from last fall. Oh,
see, this is when I wish we did an afternoon show, because we could just call these people right up right now and just ask them about this ludicrous...
Slim, if I left grass clippings and palm tree leaves and stuff in my yard...
Oh, your homeowner bitch would be all over you.
The conservation bitches would be... Yeah, they'd be up here writing me a fine. Of course, they'd write it from 6 feet away.
And send it to you like a paper airplane.
Yeah, they probably fold up the little paper. That's exactly where I was going to go with that. Fold up the little paper airplane and zoom it right out my nose. And knowing that bitch, she'd probably hit me. Oh, my God. No blowers.
No leaf blowers?
No leaf blowers.
How about driving down the street? Do you think that causes any turbulence in the wind?
Well, wait. Wait.
Hey, no, don't put common sense into this. You'll screw it all up.
Are we allowed to mow our lawn? Weed whack?
I mean, yeah, that puts you in the air.
Well, I have a bagger on my mower, so I guess I could do it.
Oh,
but yeah. There's still dust.
But
in
do you have a HEPA filter on your lawn bag?
No,
you're in violation. God damn it! You have to have a HEPA filter on your lawn bag to mow in Sleepy Hollow.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think the grass clippings are going to fit through a HEPA filter.
Oh, there we go. We got one more here, the way government is helping. The Washington State people, where basically this really got started in the nursing home up there, which they mysteriously couldn't decide how it happened. Oh, it's mysterious transmission.
I thought patient zero came into New York City.
Somebody came back from China and went into this nursing home. That's all there was to it.
Okay.
But the point is, officials on Monday, last Monday, outlined the consequences for violating an order for Washingtonians to stay home unless engaging in essential activities. People who fail to comply can be fined, having their business licenses revoked, or even arrested. You said you can't arrest them in New York? Washington says, we'll arrest you, goddammit. Here we go. We've had thousands of calls coming in from many places in the state to our local agencies from concerned residents and reports that some individuals and some businesses are not complying with this order, said Governor Jay Inslee. He warned all state residents to avoid leaving their homes until April 8th. under the directive, activities such as grocery shopping, reporting for work at an essential job, or taking a walk around your neighborhood is still permitted. But if you're a business owner and you're closed and you want to go check on your business every day for 30 minutes, we'll arrest your ass.
That's just stupid.
Three-tier law enforcement response system for violations of the order. It can be a gross misdemeanor on the third one. First offense is a warning, and then it becomes more serious. Second tier, the state's going to take action with citations, suspensions of permits, revoking business licenses. This is only their second tier. The third tier, criminal charges.
Death.
You go to jail for checking on your business. Yeah, they haven't put in the death penalty fourth tier yet because there's no death penalty in Washington State.
Oh, okay.
But well, leave it up to Inslee. Yeah, Inslee will bring it back for this. These sons of bitches checking on their business that is their entire life. How dare they? You know, the only thing I can say is,
well,
thank God this shit will be over eventually.
The one problem, but it's a good thing with all of this, Trump is letting the states make their own decisions, and the governors in each state make their own decisions. And then once you get into your governors, then you have your local, you know, people taking, you know, county execs, and then you got your mayors. And like, we have one out of this whole area, there's like eight cities, towns, you know, all here. One has an actual mandatory curfew. Only one. And that's what doesn't make sense. If New York State wants to take a policy, it needs to be a blanket policy across the state. I'm fine with it not being federalized. But like, if leaf blowing is going to be illegal, however stupid it is, if leaf blowing is going to be illegal in the Hudson Valley in this one town, yeah, leaf blowing should be illegal across New York State. Or
so you want the whole state Hollow to be cares stupid. More. They just care more than you do, Slim.
I guess. I just
you're just not jiggy enough with it, I'll tell you. No, it's horrible. Every single press conference, Trump thanks the local people and the states, and you know, the governors that he talks about every day that he's talking to are the ones that are either doing a really good job or are in the terrible hot spots, and they're almost all Democrats. And he's
sanctuary
not saying
sanctuary cities.
Well, yeah, he talked about bringing illegals in and stuff today, but he didn't mention any particular states. But he talked about what a great job Gavin Newsom's doing in California. You know, Gavin Newsom and him agree on like nothing. Okay, and that's fine. If you want to run for president on Gavin Newsom's platform,
well, he is doing a great job because.
But he's doing a great job on the coronavirus. You know why he's doing administrate.
Well, and he's doing a great job because, in all honesty, I thought the second that hit that homeless population that they were going to overtake New York, and they didn't. So they are doing something right in California to keep Nancy Pelosi's homeless district from just being a total fucking disaster zone.
Now, you can have California full of illegal aliens, California full of Mexican gangs. You can have California full of shit in the streets, homeless people under the bridges. But damn it, they're doing good on coronavirus.
They are. I mean, they still have a high number of cases, but
and he even talked nice about Inslee, the governor of Washington we were just talking about. He even talked nice about him, and Governor Inslee's got to be one of the biggest dicks in the country.
Is Cuomo the one he's always referring to that he's not liking at this point?
No, he said very nice stuff about Cuomo for the last week or two.
Well, which
the only thing he bitched about with Cuomo
like...
was that the day after, or the day he had a nice phone call with Cuomo, sent him a whole bunch of new respirators. Agreed to have the ship come in and build the extra hospitals in all. Every borough's got a new hospital built by the Army Corps of Engineers. Cuomo talked shit about him the same day in his press conference. That pissed him off. But other than that, he hasn't said a bad thing about Cuomo at all. And Murphy in New Jersey, the same thing.
Who is it? He's badmouthed? That he's, because there is a couple of governors that he is. No. There is. He does keep referring to a couple of governors that he's not happy with, and I thought it was Cuomo. I couldn't figure out who it was that he's not happy with.
Well, it was Cuomo a week or two ago when Cuomo was bitching every day.
Okay.
But like his son-in-law Kushner said at the press conference a couple days ago, it was over the weekend. you know, he had governors calling up demanding, you know, some huge number of respirators for their state. And the first question he asked them was, well, how many respirators do you have in your state? And they didn't fucking know. Okay. So they pointed that out. I mean, that's just bad administration. You know, Gavin Newsom, he might be absolutely on the far left fringe of everything politically, but the guy knows how to administer a state government. Okay? And you got to give him credit for that. Inslee in Washington, after he got bitch slapped a little bit dealing with D.C., Inslee's come around doing a good job. Murphy and Cuomo, are they coming around doing a good job? Well, they're doing better. Why are they doing better? Because they don't have a choice, because they got to deal with Trump. Okay?
So they're sucking it up
and getting it done. John Bel Edwards in Louisiana is a Democrat, and he's on the phone with them every single day, and they're helping out. The Michigan governor, Detroit's a problem. Chicago's a problem. They're all Democrats. None of them have anything bad to say about the help they're getting from the federal government. The only place you hear that is on the news.
Cuomo's biggest problem is that 90% of New York's population is in the one area. That's the problem. If our population was spread out across New York State, we wouldn't have as big a hotbed.
You got 26 million. You got like 15 million in the city and the surrounding three counties. So, you know, it is 60-some% of the population. I was figuring that out this morning.
Whatever it is, I mean, you're not have that be a it's hotbed. A I mean, and these people
and
are
close
stacked
together.
They're stacked on top of each other in sweat hole apartment. It's not summer right now. Imagine if now they say heat kills this, which we don't know for sure. But imagine if this was summertime when all these people can't be cooped up in these apartments in New York City because of, you know, they're so hot and they have to be outside and they can't social distance. And I mean, we could have a whole different scenario if heat doesn't kill the virus. They seem to think it might, but they do have cases in places where it's warm and, you know, they're a little concerned about
let's
that.
Let's continue to talk about Governor Cuomo for a minute.
Okay, what do you got?
And this is not about the virus. I just want to know if you think Kiki Fredo is a good new nickname for Governor Cuomo. Because we were going to break this last Monday night when it first came out, and we did not do it because...
Yeah, we did. We talked about it.
Well, the Photoshop thing looked a little grainy and stuff to you, but there are multiple pictures, not just the ones we examined. So I decided to put this back in again. And
oh boy,
this article is in depth.
Oh, even better.
Jalissic Castrodale from Vice News, vice.com. It's late afternoon and I'm tired of looking at Andrew Cuomo's nipples. I have clicked on literally thousands of pictures in his Flickr photo stream, enlarging every embroidered polo shirt, every neatly pressed button down, and every soft-looking sweater the governor has worn in the past several months. I've carefully appraised how different fabrics cling to his chest, and I've accidentally liked and then immediately unliked at least half a dozen of his Instagrams. But I'm looking at Andrew Cuomo's nipples, and I'm not sure if I'm any closer to answer the question that everyone's been asking. Does everyone's new favorite pandemic daddy have a nipple piercing? So she goes on and she asked a number of people. She talked about the Twitter blowing up over and everything else. But Paul Fox, who's the head piercer at True Expression Piercing Studio in Queens, said, "I don't want to speculate, but it might be a nipple piercing. It's very hard to tell 100%. But we've got lots of white-collared middle-aged male clients with nipple or genital piercings.
Oh, so Jesus Christ.
It's not really uncommon. Sorry I had to mention that. But
hey, Joe Exotic had his Prince Albert.
There you go.
Good for him. Who the hell is that?
Oh, from the
Tiger
from the,
guy.
The Tiger King from the Netflix show.
I've never
show.
Seen that, and I never will.
Oh, it's great. You got to watch
now,
it. You got to watch it.
Keith Nemiro, the owner of Platinum Inc. in Austin, Texas, was slightly more certain. It appears they are pierced, very likely with a 5/8-inch barbell. It's hard to guess the gauge, but it looks like 12 to 14, with what appears to be 5-millimeter balls at the end. It's an educated guess. I do this all the time.
That sounds pretty educated.
His shop does 30,000 piercings every year. I guess he would be.
Yeah, I guess maybe I stand corrected. Maybe they
now,
really
Paul,
are.
Is 30,000 people, Or 15,000 people.
It's just general piercing. Nose, ears, you know.
Oh, okay.
Penises.
Oh.
Labia, you know.
Oh.
All that stuff.
Like you know home, you now.
Now, Paul Curafici in Chicago, Slim, though, he might be your guy. He owns the tattoo factory. Right. He says, I don't think they're pierced. If they are, they're crooked. Don't forget, a man in his position may be wearing a bulletproof vest or something else for communication. Now, you speculated that on that last Monday on pre-show. We were talking about it. But I know what a bulletproof vest looks like. No bulletproof vest has barbell nipple rings on it.
Well, it could be a fashionable one.
I don't know. Anyway, and here's somebody else who's encouraging it. Johnny Pierce from Soho. Yeah, of course, from Soho.
His name's Johnny Pierce.
He owns. It is. It's P-E-A-R-C-E, but that's all right. He owns Nine Moons Piercing, which he spelled properly. Ultimately, it doesn't matter if he has one. We should be happy for him. Piercings are for everyone. And if
Not
Governor
for me.
Cuomo has his nipples pierced, good for him. He's a human being before anything else, and it's in his rights to have nipple piercings if he chooses. We at Nine Moons Piercing also feel he has a right to privacy about the subject. Well, he's not going to have privacy when he's wearing a fucking golf shirt you can see it through. The entire media and Twitter sphere is like going, hey, look at Cuomo's nipples.
I try not to.
See, I think if Trump is usually funny, but this is not a funny subject that he's talking about in his press conference the other day. The only thing funny I've heard him say in the last 3 days is when they were talking about the coronavirus models, and Trump was telling the reporter, look, I'm going to let somebody else answer this. I don't really have anything to do with models. Well, not this kind. Now, that was funny. So, you know, just let him go. Let him go. But I think we call his brother Fredo, Chris Cuomo, the deuce from CNN. But I think we call him Kinky Fredo. I like that. And if he's kinky, fine. But you know what? He dumped his girlfriend last year. He had this girlfriend, a beautiful woman who's on the Food Network. I can't think of what her name is. She's like 53 years old. They've been going together for like 13 years or something like that. And he dumped her last fall. And all of a sudden now he's got nipple piercings.
Yeah, trying to relive his youth.
Yeah, I think he went younger. I think he went way younger.
Well, you think it was not his idea, maybe?
Maybe not. As a strident dog lover, which I am, I would like to point out that I learned today that dogs cannot catch coronavirus nor transmit it.
But tigers can.
You give it to tigers and lions in the Bronx Zoo.
I didn't even know you were going there. I just thought it was going to be something else.
But I think this guy, he could have been our stupid criminal of the week. But I just think he's misguided. This is from Los Angeles, reporting, but it's about a guy in state of Washington, was arrested after a high speed chase that left officers dumbfounded after they found the man's pit bull behind the wheel. The incident unfolded last Sunday afternoon after police received calls about a driver hitting two vehicles in an area south of Seattle, then speeding away. They said the emergency services subsequently got multiple calls about a car traveling erratically at more than 100 miles per hour.
Go, dog, go.
The officers gave chase. They got close to the vehicle, a 1996 Buick, and were shocked to see a pit bull in the driver's seat and a man steering and pushing the gas pedal from the passenger side. The pursuit ended after police deployed spike strips and arrested 51-year-old Alberto Tito Alejandro, who was booked on multiple felonies, including driving under the influence of drugs.
But he wasn't driving.
He admitted to the troopers that he was trying to teach his pit bull to drive. See, I don't think I'm sorry he hit the other cars. He definitely was speeding. He shouldn't have been on drugs while he's teaching his dog. See, that's setting a bad example for your dog.
Is there anything that says you have to be human to have a driver's license?
Probably.
Well, I don't know. You can be like 42 genders in New York.
Yeah, but that's still human. Unless you think you're like, I don't know, an alien or something.
My favorite thing of the week isn't even a really a news story. It's just something that happened that I enjoyed immensely, because every time you see Chuck Schumer, like Chuck Schumer came out the other day and says, you know, all this would be going so much better if Trump just put military people in charge of it. Well, I'm sorry, but other than the doctors and Vice President Pence and Jared Kushner, the other four top people in the coronavirus task force, they're all generals or admirals. 3 and 4 stars. The best logistics guy in the entire military is in charge of distributing all this stuff. And he's
in charge of logistics.
Yeah. So Cuomo just bitched this because he knows the news media, like CBS didn't check that woman isn't a nurse. They don't bother checking because it fits their narrative. Trump's done a bad job. So Trump sent a letter to Chuck Schumer the other day. This is 4 days ago. I just like to read it to you. Dear Senator Schumer, thank you for your Democrat public relations letter and incorrect sound bites, which were wrong in every way. Number one, as you are aware, Vice President Pence is in charge of the task force. By almost all accounts, he's doing a spectacular job. Number two, the Defense Production Act, DPA, has been consistently used by my team and for me for the purchase of billions of dollars worth of equipment, medical supplies, ventilators, and other related items. It has been powerful leverage. So powerful that companies generally do whatever we are asking without even the formal notice. They know something's coming, and that's all they need to know. Three, a senior military officer is in charge of purchasing, distributing, etc. His name is Rear Admiral John Polizowicz. Whatever.
Is it his birthday?
Yeah, it's got to be his birthday because I can't say his effing name. He's working 24 hours a day and is highly respected by everyone. If you remember, my team gave you this information, but for public relations purposes, you chose to ignore it. Number four, we've given New York many things, including hospitals, medical centers, medical supplies, record numbers of ventilators, and more. You should have had New York much better prepared than you did. And as Dr. Fauci and Dr. Burke said yesterday, New York is very late in its fight against the virus. As you are aware, the federal government is merely a backup for state governments. Unfortunately, your state needed far more of a backup than most others. He continues, if you spend less time on your ridiculous impeachment hoax, which went haplessly on forever and ended up going nowhere except to increase my poll numbers, and instead focused on helping the people of New York, then New York would not have been so completely unprepared for this invisible enemy. No wonder AOC, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for those of you in Rio Linda, and others are thinking about running against you in the primary. If they did, they'd likely win. Fortunately, we've been working with your state and city governments, Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio, to get the job done. You have been missing in action, except for when it comes to the press. While you have stated that you didn't like Andrew Cuomo, you ought to start working alongside of him for the good of all New Yorkers. I've known you for many years, but I've never knew how bad a senator you are for the state of New York until I became president. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call. Or in the alternative, call Rear Admiral Polizowicz. Sincerely yours, Donald J. Trump. Now, as a former lobbyist in D.C., the joke has been for more than 20 years, the most dangerous place in Washington, D.C. is between Schumer and a television camera. If you see Schumer on TV, just ignore him. And if you think Cuomo's doing a good job, it's because he has to do a good job because they are woefully unprepared. And he has to do a good job now or New York's going to just go right to hell. But no matter what kind of job you think Cuomo's doing or de Blasio's doing, Schumer ain't helping.
He's not.
That's all I got to say on that one.
So you got 2 minutes. What do you got?
Zoom.
All right.
A lot of people are communicating with Zoom, that video app.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Apparently, it's a Chinese video app.
Oh, right, God.
Like TikTok. But then again, you know what we should do? Screw this story.
What?
Tell me about your TikTok thing, Slim. That was the funniest damn thing I heard all week.
Oh, you want to hear my TikTok again?
Yeah,
love to.
TikToks. This is awesome stuff.
Which
this is why Slim has millions of people watching his crap. Any of them.
Okay,
the Pelosi one cracked me up.
Hey, Google. Fun fact.
The blue whale anus can stretch up to a meter, making it the second largest a** next to Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, go on to the next one.
Hey, Google. What is Trump's approval rating?
If he would just slap Nancy Pelosi across the face, it would skyrocket to 100%.
And here's the last one, because we are
going
80,
but okay.
Hey, Google, did China send us the coronavirus?
They sure did. Let's send them Nancy Pelosi and call it even.
There you go. So I have one more coronavirus thing to throw in there.
Go quick. You got 20 seconds.
The CDC is encouraging everyone to get tested ASAP. So you can do it from home. All you got to do is put some fecal matter on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, and the address is 1326 Longworth HOB, Washington, D.C., 20125. That would be Nancy Pelosi's office.
Awesome.
Let her have your shit. She can test it.
Good night.
Good night.